Do I have a mic?
You have a mic. I don't have a mic. I don't have a mic.
There
okay,
you
there
go.
We go. All right. So we are here on 10 a.m. on Tuesday, May 3rd, 2020. I have asked that John Olson from the Sheriff's Office to lead us in the pledge. John. Real quick, we need to excuse Neil Geddes as our county, our civil attorney, and Mike Kindle is here to take his place. We'll move down to our recognitions presentation information items as we have Commissioner Kamalu presenting our May 2020 County Employee Service Awards. And we'll just step down and go from there.
Okay, and let me grab this list. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming and supporting the county today and some of our fantastic staff who have been with us for some years, our milestone years. So these are those who are celebrating milestones of service during the month of May. And we have some who are not able to be here, but we will still mention them, and you can congratulate and thank them when you see them. So the first couple are not able to be here, but from, and tell me if that's not true, shout it out. But we're grateful for work at the Davis Park Golf Course. And two individuals have been serving there for 5 years, Kelly Bishop and Michael Jones. Let's give them a hand. Starting to golf over there for the season, so it's looking good. Next, we have from our Human Resources Department, we have celebrating 5 years of service, Marina Brito. Come on up.
Thank you, Commission. I guess have a opportunity. Oh, that's right. Chris Bone, Director of Human Resources, happy to be with you today, celebrating Marina's 5 years of service. Just a little bit about Marina. She has, in my just over a year and a half here now, I have observed Marina take on new challenges, be flexible, be professional. Some big challenges have been working within the HRIS system to manage things like budget projections. Everybody should be grateful to Marina for figuring out how to run personnel-related budget projections, also helping us to implement things along with our payroll and benefits group, implement things like the raises that came along at the end of last year in the tiered fashion. That was pretty complicated, it turns out. It's easy for a person like me to sit in a meeting and say, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that this week, right? And then workers, Marina, one of those, get to work, and that was very challenging. And so we've appreciated her flexibility, her professionalism, her connection with other similar compensation professionals in other counties and other municipalities. When we have questions, she has a bit of a network we can reach out to and get information, and we provide information to them as well. So we just really appreciate, I've appreciated getting to know Marina and love working with her every day. She's one of those people that, you know, on Sunday night you think about going to work and it's not a dread, and Marina's one of those that makes it fun to be here, and just look forward to working together and look forward to many more years working together, Marina. So thank you.
There you go. All right, we have the assessor's office here today, yes? Oh, no? Oh, listening to this, yeah. Diana Martinez celebrating 15 years on a Disney cruise. Let's give her a round of applause. All right, now from our Health Senior Services, we're so grateful for 15 years of service by Debbie Draper. Come on up.
All right, my name's Rochelle Blackham. I am the Senior Services Director, and I am honored to speak on behalf of Debbie today. There is not enough good things I can say about Debbie, honestly. I'm new to my role, and she has been extremely supportive, very knowledgeable. It's clear she's very passionate about serving the seniors in Davis County, and there's a couple things I wanted to highlight here. So, we hired Debbie 15 years ago to be the Senior Center Bureau Manager, and that's where she's made a lot of impactful contributions. First, in 2012, we were 1 in 5 in the nation to receive the Retired and Senior Volunteer Grant. So our RSVP program, and Debbie wrote that grant and helped us establish the program. She also has helped establish what has now been our CAPE program. So it helps us basically address fraud and exploitation of seniors. So she was instrumental in starting that. When COVID hit, she worked, drove Meals on Wheels cars around, worked with all of her team to address the needs of the seniors, as you can imagine, as the senior centers closed down. She helped the department in what we needed by serving all of us lunch down there at the mass vaccination clinic. So she was whatever we needed her to be. You can imagine she has broken up fights. She has stopped bingo arguments, had very sensitive personal hygiene conversations with individuals at the senior center, and we just appreciate her doing all of these things. I want to end with a quote from Debbie. She says, "I absolutely love my job. I have an incredible team. It is a pleasure to serve the older population and fight for their needs, even when ducking punches." Thank you, Debbie, so much.
Okay. Now we have several from the sheriff's office, and we'd love to see that whole group come down together. So celebrating 5 years of service to Davis County, please thank John Olson.
I'm Lieutenant Cox with the Sheriff's Office. Captain Boydston couldn't be here today, but as Commissioner Elliott said, John has worked for Davis County for 27 years, 22 of that in law enforcement. He retired from law enforcement and came back to the county as a civilian employee, where he does just about everything at the Sheriff's Office. We wouldn't run without him. He takes care of our fleet. He makes sure our radios are up and working. It's his favorite thing. Just ask him to check on those radios and drive out to the towers and fix all things that he has learning everything about. So we love John. We're thankful he came back, and hopefully you'll have another, 22, right? So thanks, John.
All right, then the next person is not able to come, military leave, But we have Sergeant Pierce, who will accept the recognition. 5 years of service for Jonathan Atkin. Let's give a hand and come on up, Sergeant. Also celebrating 5 years service to Davis County. Come on up, please, Mike Valencia.
So I'm Susan Polson with the Davis County Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy, and Lieutenant Valencia has served 5 years honorably in law enforcement. All right, it's probably more like, what, 28 years. So he retired as a law enforcement officer with Clearfield PD, where he did many, wore many hats and leadership. He came to us as an investigator, and quickly his skills as an internal investigator became a gap that we needed filled. He is the most honorable and confidential. He does not let the cat out of the bag with any of our employees when they're being investigated for any reason, because they do have that right to privacy and right to they're not guilty until they're proven guilty. So we appreciate the service that he gives to us, and we're very grateful. He's been a wonderful addition.
Okay, so our next honoree is also not able to be here. Jury duty. I love these little notes. Yes, so please thank her for us and recognize 5 years of service, Allison Thornley. Got a letter for jury duty too, which still hasn't panned out yet. So sometimes that changes, I guess. Come on up. Yay. Okay, great. So 10 years of service to Davis County. Please come on up, Laurel Stubbs.
So I'm Susan Williams. I'm the office manager of the sheriff's office and Laurie's boss. Laurie has a long history of service to the community. She began her career with South Ogden Fire Department, ACE and Mountain West Ambulance, as a firefighter EMT. After 5 years there, she moved on to Ogden City Police Department, where she stayed for 7 years. And then Laurie worked at the 911 for Weber Dispatch for 20 years before coming to the Davis County Sheriff's Office. Laurie's been with the Sheriff's Office for 10, as you know, the first half of which was in the jail as a clerk jail operations specialist. For the last 6 years, she's worked with the administrative office as an office specialist. She's our grandma records specialist, as well as doing all of the inmate accounting. She handles all of their requests, complaints, pleas, and follows through to ensure that they get the money owed to them, even when somehow we don't get it to them when they leave. When she's not working, Laurie loves to spend time with her 5 grandkids from her daughter. She's also an Army mom. Her son is away overseas. But she really, most importantly, is a pleasure to work with, caring, and does everything she can to serve the community with all of her heart. We appreciate that.
And she loves to,
yes, long walks on the beach. There you go.
Okay, 2 more from Sheriff's Office. It's so fun to hear more about the inside of the Sheriff's Office, isn't it? I just love the opportunity. There's a lot of amazing work that goes on there. So we're so thankful for 15 years of service by Christy Kerbs. Come on up.
I'm back. Christy is, she's awesome. Christy currently serves as the jail administrative, with the jail administrative staff. She leads a team with enthusiasm, lightheartedness. She keeps things fun and just a joy to be around. She understands that people that we serve are obviously often experiencing really difficult times, so she keeps things light and treats people with respect and kindness, and we greatly appreciate that. Before joining the administrative staff, Christy worked in the jail. She worked there for 9 years as a clerk, a natural leader. Christy did training for all new jail staff, taught the jail operations specialists as well as deputies in their daily duties, making sure that they were welcomed with open arms, as well as knowledgeable and well-trained. Christy is loved by everyone. There's not a single person who comes in contact with Christy that doesn't just go, she's the best. She just is. She's compassionate and caring, hardworking and fun. I'm really proud to have her on my team.
All right. Also celebrating 15 years serving in our sheriff's office, Tracy Zamora. Come on up.
That's you. There we go.
Susan Williams, office manager for the sheriff's office. Tracy is, Tracy's been with us for, as you know, 15 years. Prior to her time with the Davis County Sheriff's Office, she spent 8 years with FedEx as a driver, 9 years in the Army working with military records. She's married to a retired Army veteran and is the mother of collectively 7 children, and the grandmother of two darling boys. She gets regular calls from her grandson, who it's just darling to hear him want to share his day with his grandma. Over the past 15 years with the sheriff's office, Tracy has worn several different hats. She initially came in as jail clerk, moving quickly to jail records, where she worked as a clerk there, collecting court orders and processing those for appropriate service in the jail for inmates. In that capacity, she served the office really well. She worked late nights. In many cases, those court documents don't get in at 5 or by 5. She really worked hard on that. But for the last 4 years, Tracy's been with the Sheriff's Administrative Office as an office specialist working in a multitude of capacities. We've got her just staying busy. She is a joy to be around. I am thrilled to have her on my team. She's a pleasure. She is... I'm trying to read my notes here, and I feel like I've covered everything. I'm so sorry. Tracy is spectacular. I wish she knew it, but she is amazing, and we're grateful to have her.
All right, we have two people from our clerk auditor's office being recognized today, celebrating 5 years of very important work at Davis County. Come on up, please, Blake Whittle.
So Blake takes care of our internal audit function as our internal auditor, and this is a job that is extremely challenging at times because internal audit means that you're in the organization today, tomorrow, next week, next month. And so helping departments improve and doing it in a way that's collaborative is really critical. And he's done a great job at that over the last 5 years, implementing a variety of different items to help departments improve and help employees improve and protect employees. So really appreciate Blake's efforts and work over the last 5 years.
Also from the clerk auditor's office, these next two are the longest serving, well, except for our deputy in the back, 25 years of service by Donna Anderson. Come on up.
So Donna, I've known her for, I would say, 20 years of her 25 years of service, and she is incredible. If you ever get to interact with Donna, her joy, her happiness spreads, and that's shown throughout when she interacts with the public. She's got a job in our clerk's office where she interacts with the public, and she treats them with respect and courtesy and makes them feel welcome in a government office. She also does a lot of work with our voter registration, which is critical, and I won't go off on that. But when you think of election security and integrity, it starts with voter registration, and her 25 years of experience is critical to our office. So we really appreciate her.
All right. And now from Information Systems, please help us to thank and congratulate Mauro Liceo. Did I say it right? Mario. There's an I missing. Sorry. It is Mauro? Oh, good. Come here, Mauro. Please say your name for all of us correctly.
That's kind of tough. It's Mauro or Mario, either or.
Either or? Yes. Say the last name.
Sal.
Sal. Okay, it's beautiful. Thank you. You're clapping.
Deputy Director in Information Systems. Mario doesn't want anyone to say anything about him, but he's been here since Windows 95 was cool, so we gotta talk about that. 25 years in the tech world is like a million years, so it's a great honor. He's been a great team leader almost the whole time, so I appreciate everything he's done for me. And he's got some cool hobbies outside of, you know, geek world. He golfs, he's a fisherman, plays guitar. He's the best whiteboard artist I've ever seen, so have him draw you something if you get a chance. So thanks, Mario, we appreciate you.
Is all of our celebrations for today. So thank you again so much. Go out and have a great day.
All right, well, moving down to our next informational item, Curtis Koch presenting the RFP register.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have an RFP register. This is for our inspection and maintenance testing RFP for vehicle emissions. We've had three applicants for that. Applus Technologies, Inc., Opus Inspections, and Worldwide Environmental Products, Inc. And they will be, those RFPs will be provided to the selection committee, and they will come back with a recommendation for the commission.
And then we are tabling item number C. We'll move on to public comments. Anybody from the public like to come up? 3 minutes per person. Please state their name, and the podium is there for you. All right, seeing none from the public, we'll move on to our business and action items. Ashley Young, from the Director of Animal Care.
Thank you, Commission. I have one item today for your approval. It is an application for USERV Utah Community Engagement Grant. We are looking to apply for a $10,000 matching grant to support our foster care program at Animal Care of Davis County. It's receivable in the amount of $10,000. It begins on the 1st, and it goes through July 1st of 2023.
So May 1st, 2022.
Very good.
I'll make a motion that we approve item number one, application for the USERV Utah Community Engagement Grant.
Second.
Good. I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Ashley.
All right, moving on to Community and Economic Development. Kent, looks like you're presenting for both of those.
Thank you, Commission. Yeah, Chanel Flores is at the JEC conference today, so she will not be able to be in attendance. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. Commission, you have your consideration approval of certification, the U.S. Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, by state or local officials of a PHA or a public housing authority plans consistent with the consolidated plan or state consolidated plan fiscal year 2022, terms beginning 10-1-2022 to 9-30-2023, essentially stating that their PHA plan includes affordable housing, which is consistent with our consolidated plan for the Community Development Block Grant. Item number three, approval of an agreement with Utah State University Botanical Center for the 2022 Davis Davis Heritage Festival sponsorship. Terms payable in the amount of $40,000, beginning 5/3/2022 to 6/30/2022. We are the presenting sponsor. This is going to include Baby Animal Days, so we'll be tying that with that. Also include art, quilting, food, gardening, horse and mini train rides, kids crafts, local entertainment, etc. So should be a good time for all.
That's coming right up.
That's so correct.
Kent, I'm just real curious. Do you know the different types of baby animals that are going to be there?
I would say probably baby sheep. I would say baby goats are usually quite common. Little chicks. You'll have all sorts of fun things. I think you should attend yourself and bring that report back to us.
I'll see what I can do.
Item number four is an approval of an amendment to the contract with the state of Utah for the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant through the Governor Office of Economic Development. Bonneville Shoreline Trail Davis South Project. Terms receivable in the amount of $150,000. It's actually beginning 5/19/2020. To 11/18/2022, so this is going to complete our project here on the south end, the trail project.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, that's terrific. So can you kind of describe from where to where this
So this essentially is? Mueller Park to North Salt Lake.
Okay.
So the 15-mile stretch through that, they're about halfway done. Item number five is a long-awaited item, approval of an interlocal cooperation agreement or property exchange with Kaysville City to exchange their interest in tax ID 11-117-0030 for a portion of tax ID 08-024-0041 owned by Davis County. Terms beginning 5/3/2022. So as you recall, Kaysville City owns 1/3 interest and Davis County owns 2/3 interest of a parcel of real property known as the animal control or animal care. Kaysville City passed and adopted a resolution to trade property interest for their 1/3 interest in for a portion of real property that the county owns for the extension of Angel Street, and that's just south of the Sunset Equestrian Center. Any questions on that one?
Good in the process. Finally getting that done. It's been in the works for quite some time, so...
Item number six is an approval of an ordinance establishing a temporary land use regulation pertaining to all agricultural protection areas in unincorporated Davis County. Terms beginning 5/5/2022 to 11/3/2022. Just want to read out of the ordinance specific to the findings. There's a lot of major studies that are going on. Think of the Great Salt Lake Flood Study, the septic study that we've got going on. So I'm going to read these items specifically. Under findings, number one, Davis County Legislative Body finds that there are compelling countervailing public interests for enacting the Title 15 Temporary Land Use Regulation Ordinance of Davis County, including but not limited to the need for health, safety, and welfare purposes. Two, A, consider whether septic tanks may continue to be permitted with the unincorporated area of Davis County, and if so, to what extent. Current study is underway and scheduled to be complete by March 31, 2023. B, consider agricultural protection areas and matters related to agricultural protection areas, including but not limited to property removed from agricultural protection areas. Item C, promote appropriate land use and development within Davis County. Item D, consider sensitive land use lands such as wetlands, floodplains, groundwater levels, and how these sensitive areas relate to future development pressures. E, evaluate the significant and continued interest in development in the unincorporated areas of Davis County. And F, provide adequate and necessary time to accomplish the foregoing, among other related matters. Finally, number two, the Davis County Legislative Body further finds that in its opinion, this temporary ordinance is necessary for the immediate preservation of the peace, health, or safety of Davis County and Davis County inhabitants.
Yes, thank you for reading all of that, including it. I move approval of items 2 through 6 as presented.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to facilities. Director Elaine Rose.
Morning, Commission. Elaine Rose, facilities. Two items for you to consider. Item number 7 is a contract with Robert I. Merrill Company. This is for the bathroom partitions in our Valley View women's restroom remodel project we got currently going. This will add the partition and ADA grab bars. This is an amount of $5,816, beginning 5/3/2022, ending 7/31/2022. Item number 8 is a contract with Precision Concrete Cutting, Inc. This is grinding and cutting services to remove all the trip hazards around our library facilities, sidewalks. This is payable in the amount of $14,618.10, beginning 5/3/2022, ending 8/31/2022.
Great. Thank you, Lane. And I believe that remodel is the tile. Is that the tile work that's going to happen there?
So this is partitions. Oh. Last month I had the tile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably why you remember that. This is for the bathroom partition, the doors for the stalls.
Great.
The grab bars.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, I move approval of 7 and 8 as presented by our director, Lane Rose.
I'll second it.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, moving down to our libraries, Director Josh Johnson.
Thank you. We have a low-dollar contract, a bunch of low-dollar contracts totaling $4,335. Most of these are for our summer reading programs. We're excited to offer actual live programs this year. It's been a couple of years since we did that. Other than that, we have various programs with USU Extension. We do actually quite a bit of work with them for the community. Specifically, we're actually doing some water conservation classes and some gardening classes as well. But for the most part, it's a lot of summer reading. I expect I'll bring something to the commission explaining what's going on for summer reading in the very near future. So.
Thank you. I move approval of the summary list of low-dollar contracts for the Davis County Library Program.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Okay, we'll move on to the Sheriff's Office. It's Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
A participant agreement in the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, or the SCRAM program. The participant is in a treatment program, so that information is protected. However, it's a receivable for varied amounts depending on their treatment needs and monitoring fees, and there is not a term on that. Item number 11 is a training reimbursement agreement with Alexis E. Islas for special functions training and basic corrections training. It's a payable in the amount of $13,788, and it becomes effective on the date this candidate is sworn in as a deputy, and ends 2 years from that date, and is not receivable unless she defaults on her contract. Item number 12 is a service provider contract with Motorola Solutions for on-site repairs for equipment in the dispatch center. This is a payable in the amount of $8,781, begins May 3rd of 2022, ending December 31st of 2022. I feel like items number 13 and 14 should be reversed, so I'm gonna start with item number 14. If that's okay, this is an application, a grant application for the Victims of Crime for advocacy. It's a 2-year term for assistance to crime victims. It's a receivable in the amount of $65,738 for the first year and $61,162 for the second year, begins 7/1 of 21 and goes through 6/30 of 23. And there is a match involved with that. And then back on item number 13, this is the grant award for that grant. And this is, again, for the Victims of Crime VOCA grant. Assistance. This is receivable in the amount of $126,900 and begins 7/1 of 21, goes through 6/30 of 23, again in kind match.
And beginning 7 of 21 of 21 to yes. 6/30 of 2023.
Yes.
Good.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 10 through 14.
A second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Now moving down to consent items.
All right. The indigent abatement register for today. We have just one, and I move approval.
Second.
All right, I have a motion of second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. And I move approval of the regular commission meeting minutes for April 5th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move we recess to our Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, under tax-exempt requests, you have one tax-exempt request. And you know what? Scratch that. You do not have one of those. That report is in error, so there is not a tax-exempt request today. But under abatements, you do have an abatement report with three abatements requested, and we are recommending denial, and the reason for denial is attached to the report. Under corrections, you have 10 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021, and that completes your property tax register for May 3rd, 2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we go out of our Board of Equalization back into our regular commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opportunity for comments. Mike, Curtis?
No comment. Thank you.
excuse me. I would just like to make a quick comment and congratulate you guys for placing such an emphasis on acknowledging the employees of the county. I haven't sat through many of these, but I do think that there are many hardworking employees within the county, as you know, and I do think that it makes a difference for them to be acknowledged and recognized for their hard work and value that they're striving to bring to the county. So I just congratulate you for doing that.
Commissioner Stevenson?
I have nothing.
Commissioner Kamala?
We've had a number of conferences, and we both represent Davis County to the state and to the nation and to the landfill. and in the chamber, the Davis County Chamber, and it's both a privilege to go and represent this great county and to contribute, but also to learn from some of the experts that come and teach and train there. So those have been good opportunities for us. But I think I just want to tag on to Mike's comment. I joke that these meetings are never popular until we have our employee service awards, and then there's just a joy and a camaraderie and an appreciation that fills this room, and it's real and it's tangible, and we get to know more about the people who've been serving for so many years, and the very important work that's done by every single individual. It is our pleasure as commissioners to join up with human resources when we have new employee orientations. We come in just briefly, but what we say to them is that people look at Davis County, and they don't most of the time even know what a county commissioner is. But their view of Davis County is truly from the interactions and the service they receive from our individual employees. That's how they view Davis County. And so it's kind of a big deal, you know, people coming in and doing this work in every single corner that we have. And so, and on top of that, the joy it is to get to know individuals and to thank them. The commission, as you can see, we are privileged to be able to present in the meetings, but the commission would be really struggling if we didn't have our staff that does all the behind-the-scenes work to prep all this and to bring it together so that we can actually have it organized and really nice in a meeting. And so huge thanks to Shauna Brady and to Cinda Melville, who do a ton of work for Davis County, all of Davis County, in this commission office. Two staff for this entire county, you know, that represent all of us and that represent the commission and make us look, honestly, probably better than we really are, if truth be told. So many thanks to all of you, and these are our fun meetings when we get to do those. thanks for bringing that up. And that's it. That's it for me today. Unless you want me to go on.
Oh, I think you can always go on. I'm not going to ever shut you down, so you can always stay whatever you want. But thanks, Mike, for those kind words. And yes, we do recognize our employees. They do a great job out there in the county and behind the scenes. And we're recognized as being one of the best run counties in the state. And it's all because of the staff and all the work that you guys do. And we're very thankful for that because you do, you know, reflect that to the top as, you know, that we're doing something right, but it's really our staff that's doing something right. And we thank you for all that you guys do and helping us to be, bring us, our county forward. And we're very forth, you know, with our work sessions and everything that we're doing, we're very moving this county in a forward direction. And we appreciate all the staff that helps us to do that. And secondly, you know, the weather's turning a little bit colder. Thank goodness. We need to keep those rains coming, keep the snow coming, as we're still in a dire strait still here, but every little bit helps, and it keeps prolonging our season a little bit better and better. So with that,
and apparently we have water at the Legacy Event Center if we ever need it.
The groundwater, I was happy to hear that. I'm like, we'll keep that groundwater and aquifers full because we'll be tapping those too. There will be draining a lot of those. We have a lot of aquifers that we do drain from. So keep that water flowing. So thank you all, and this meeting is adjourned.